What we decide to drink can either be very good for us or very bad. It's our choice. There are the blatantly poor choices like sodas along with those high sugar and high caffeine energy drinks. There are the deceptive choices. Example, I've been drinking a green tea with ginseng and honey in it, which sounds like a good and healthy choice, until after all this time I finally read the nutrition label. And I learned that a 12-ounce serving of this tea, which I've been drinking for quite some time, contained 60% of the sugar that I should consume in one day. And in case you were wondering, yes, I was drinking more than 12 ounces of this tea each day. Then there's water, pure, clean, nothing phony about it, no false promises. Our spiritual life brings to us the same decision to make. Do we fall prey to false teachings that promise us miracles from idolatry or riches if we can give all that we can to the people making that promise to us, as they corrupt the word of God doing that, by the way? Paul gives us a warning about these false teachers in Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. If you want a lesson that's a bit more direct and to the point, there's Isaiah 7, 15. Curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. There's the deceitful, which is the temptation of the devil. He'll come to you, tell you that you don't need to take the long, hard route to what you're looking for. Satan claims to have the shortcut each and every time. This is how God shows himself to be the holder of the truth versus what Satan claims. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation is overtaking you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. One reason we fall prey to temptations is that the bad is often more easily available without any kind of effort than the good. This is why Jesus declared in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." It's the love and grace of God which delivers to us the pure, clear water of life. This is the lesson we receive from Jesus, and the story from John chapter 4 relates to the conversation Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well. Let's start with verse 10. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, meaning Jesus, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The way to this wise decision for your soul, that's told to us by James in James chapter 4, verse 8. "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." As we very well know, God has given us free will to decide, while he offers a path that's always straight and clear of any clutter and litter. Choice for the health of your soul is up to you, just as it is with the choice you make in the beverage aisle when it comes to the health of your body. Reading from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."